The City of Fairbanks is holding public comment sessions tonight and tomorrow night on a City Commission task force report about fluoride in drinking water. The task force spent the last year researching the issue and recently released a draft report that recommends Golden Heart Utilities stop adding fluoride to municipal water. Many communities across the country have stopped adding fluoride to the water over concerns about health side effects, including dental fluorosis, a pitting or mottling of tooth enamel that baby teeth are especially susceptible to. There are also less proven links between fluoride and skeletal fluorosis, endocrine gland disruptions, and cancer. Fairbanks Fluoride Task Force member Dr. Beth Medford says a recent American Dental Association recommendation that fluoridated water not be used to reconstitute baby formula was key for her.
For me as a pediatrician, you know, anything that's in the water that the ADA is not 100% certain is completely safe for infants, just shouldn't be in the water.
Water with one part per million fluoride has been linked to dental fluorosis. The fluoride concentration in Fairbanks City water was recently dropped from one part per million to 0.7 parts per million in response to the new ADA stance. Many dentists stand behind water fluoridation as an important tool for preventing cavities. Dr. Medford says task force members struggle to weigh the pluses and minuses of fluoride in water.
There definitely was not a consensus, and that's kind of a point that the task force as a whole wanted to make fairly clear, was that we were not in agreement. It's not a cut-and-dried, black-and-white issue. Even amongst this group of people who studied it ad nauseum, we still couldn't completely decide. And I think certainly there were members of the group who felt leave fluoride the way it is, some who felt that just lowering the fluoride, and some who felt that we should remove the fluoride. So it's a really complex issue.
Medford says there's a lot of data on fluoride in water, but none of it is definitive. The issue is complicated by the inability to account for variables like how much fluoridated water people drink and other factors affecting dental and general health.